beef, huh?
Here, Grandma.
Yeah. Never had no idea they was going to have this room here for the wedding.
No, me neither. I know that I don't believe there's going to be room enough here in this sitting room, Mom. I think they ought to have it back there in the dining room, maybe.
Well, don't suggest that to them. You'd have to move all these flowers and everything else out of here.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's Luther Phillips and his woman. I tried them, recollect.
Yeah, yeah. Well, howdy, Grandpa.
Howdy. Hey, you're
going
to tie the knot for him,
huh? Yeah, I'm supposed to, Granddad, until they ever get started.
Well, what's the matter? Couldn't they find nobody else to do it?
Well, I don't know. I wish you had, I'll tell you that.
You're sort of dressed up today, ain't you,
Grandpa? Yeah, a little,
I reckon, a little. I wanted to see Spud for the ceremony. I've got to find out what his middle name is.
Well, I've been
able. No, that's his first name.
Oh. I don't recollect ever hearing no middle name.
I seen him back there a while ago, Mom.
See if you can find him, Grandpap, and ask him what his middle name is.
Yeah, if I can find him.
I wish to goodness he'd hurry. I'm getting as nervous and as fidgety as I can.
Well, what about me? Go on in. I don't see how I'm going to see you, kid. I don't know what's the matter with him. He was weak old.
Sit down, Mom. If I can't get things started.
Yeah, see what's holding things up.
I'll be right back now. Well, hello, Cedric.
Oh, howdy.
How are you, Cedric?
Howdy, Mr. Lum. Never knowed you with your mustache all blacked up that way and your hair slicked down.
Hey, don't be talking so loud, Cedric.
That's the kind of a joke on you having to marry Miss Evelina to Spud after going with her so long, ain't it?
Yeah, I guess it might be, Cedric, to some people.
Yeah, Paul said it was. Said he bet you were kicking yourself for letting Spud beat your time.
Yeah, it's your Paul to know.
Yes, Mom, he generally does. He was aiming on coming over to the wedding himself, but he had to stay there and chew a team of you. That's how come he to get to wear his suit.
Don't that look like Taylor Creasy had on there?
Yes, Mom. Wish you'd get him a new one and get me this one.
Fillmore, Mom.
Huh?
His name is Irving Fillmore Gamble.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Grandpa. Irving Fillmore.
And Evelina is Mary Evelina Shue.
Yeah, I know that. What'd you find out, Abner?
About ready now, Long. Evelina got the car and had to go back and powder her face again.
Right. She don't
want to
back out, does she?
Oh, no. Her and her mama's back there, son. Old man Schultz is about to, I think.
Oh, he back there, too?
Yeah, I just not talking to him. He's either about to cry or that stiff collar's about to choke him once. Eyes is bugged out like a tromped on toad troll.
I reckon I ought to go back and speak to him. Yeah, if they want me, I'll be back here in the hall, Abner.
Yeah, all right, I'll tell him, Mom. Mom, that
Mom's
so nervous and jumpy.
He
don't know where he's put
her
horseback right now.
Yeah, I reckon he's pretty tore up about Evelina getting married.
He's more than he's letting on, I'll tell you that, Grandpa.
Well, they ought to have thought about that before they asked him to pre-farm the ceremony.
Yeah, I know. I don't see how he's going through with it. Now, if he goes back there and sees Evelina crying, why, he's going to break down just as sure as he was.
Of course he will. He oughtn't have went back there.
No.
And this is Friday the 13th, too, Abner. Don't forget that.
He told me that I'd forgot about that. It sure is. Wait a minute. I see Sister Simpson going up there to the organ. They must be getting ready to start.
Yeah, they must be.
I'm supposed to be the best man now since Lom's going to do the mine, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, I think you just stand there while I get hitched. I think that's about all we are to it.
Yeah, well, I'll try it out anyway. See you to go along.
No, I'll stand up there on the platform.
Just a minute, Tom. I thought I ought to remind you. I don't know whether you thought about it or not, but this is Friday the 13th.
Friday. My granny, it is, ain't it? Friday the 13th.
Now, come on, Abner. Oh, yeah. All right, then.
Good luck to you, Tom. friends, we're gathered here today to join together in holy matrimony two of our neighbors. A young man who ain't been a resident of the community long, but in that short time, he's won a place in the affections of all that know him. A man who's been found to be honorable and upright in all his dealings, and who we're proud to welcome as a permanent citizen of our little city. The bride, who we all know and love, came here 5 years ago to teach in our local schools. It ain't necessary for me to call to your attention the fine work she did with the children of the community. The example that she has set by her own conduct has been an inspiration to the scholars. She's always took an active part in the church work or any other social event that was for the betterment of the community. And we're mighty proud to know that by this marriage, she is to continue to live as a neighbor amongst us. I just want to say I never saw a lovelier bride. And I can't begin to tell you how honored I feel at being called on to perform this ceremony, uniting in marriage two of my best friends. Woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to love, honor, and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful unto her so long as you both shall live.
I do.
Mary Evelina Schultz, do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband, to love, honor, and obey him, to keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful unto him, so long as you both shall live? If there's anybody here that can show just cause why this couple should not be joined together, let them speak now or forever hold their peace. By the authority invested in me by the state of Arkansas as Justice of the Peace of Cloverleaf Township, I now pronounce you man and wife.